All right. This is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we're not ashamed of the blood of Jesus, and we worship the Holy Trinity. Sometimes I share music with you under the umbrella of our life mission to help empower you to find happiness from within. This show is another tool in your tool belt for your mental health services. I am sipping some coffee. One second here. I've been up for a while praising my Savior and writing my journal and just being extremely grateful. And he whispered to me to turn to John chapter 4 in the New Testament. It's the fourth book of the New Testament in the Bible. And starting at verse 11, and I read all the way down to verse 26. If you're not familiar with that section, it is where Jesus is speaking to a Samaritan woman. And at that time, the Jews and the Samaritans, they didn't speak to one another. They didn't associate with one another. There was racism, right? There's nothing new in life. But Jesus came to break the mold in every single normal thing in society if it wasn't how the Father designed us to live. And he revealed to her that he knew she wasn't married to the man she lived with. He revealed to her that she had multiple husbands in the past, and essentially she had said, you must be a prophet, because there's no way you would have known all of those things. And she said, I know, when Jesus comes, the Messiah, the Christ, when he comes, in verse 25, he will explain everything. And he says to her in verse 26, I who speak to you am he. And the Holy Spirit whispered to me after reading that, I've just been extremely humble and grateful, and asking him, why did he pick me as the person to help people with depression in the world, like the top person? There's 1.56 billion of us, he revealed to me a couple months ago, in the world that are struggling with depression. Out of 7.9 billion souls, he picked me, and he whispered to me, Erin, the topic is the Messiah is coming back soon. So that's the topic. And he whispered to me, Erin, you've decided, since you were a little girl, you've decided to apply all the principles from Sunday school lessons, even though I was being abused in secret and private for, I thought it was 2 years for the longest time, until I started being more grateful in the last few months. And he's opened up some of my, I think, neurological pathways in my mind, healing my mind from just speaking the truth and choosing to love people. He whispered to me, you were obedient with your Sunday school lessons and applying those in your school system when you were in elementary, public school, when you were in junior high school and college, and applying the principles in your jobs, choosing to be kind and loving to those, even those that were rude to you. You've consistently done the best to apply the principles of your learnings from your spiritual practice during the week, which is what all ministers, preachers, pastors, bishops, whatever, deacons, whatever you want to title them, that's what they encourage us to do, right? You can't expect to just go for 1 hour or 1.5 hours a week and soak it up and then not do anything the rest of the week for that to transform your life. You have to apply what you hear from spiritual leaders. I never imagined I would be called into ministry, but he called me in 2020, and he's coming soon. He reveals to me evil, dark things that people do in secret. They think it's in secret, but the spiritual realm, he gives us eyes to see in the unseen realm if we ask him to, and if we stay obedient and stay close to him. And how do we stay close to him? Simple. By loving the Lord with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving, choosing to love our neighbor. Everybody's a neighbor. Everybody is. Loving our enemies, loving our friends, loving our coworkers, loving our bosses, right? Loving the children. Appropriate love, not inappropriate grooming like many sick celebrities do. All right, Father. He says, say his name out loud. Jamie Fox. I had a vision about 6 weeks ago. Woke up in a panic. The vision was so clear. He was sleeping with a little boy in a sleeping bag. He was doing inappropriate things with a little boy. I don't know this man. I know he's a famous actor. I think a comedian. But nobody gets away with pedophilia. Nobody gets to hide their sickness, their mental illness. That is a mental illness under the DSM, which is the textbooks that they define all mental diagnoses in the world. There are people that I worked with in the mental institution, in the psychiatric hospital where Move Happy was first birthed, that were diagnosed with pedophilia. They were not allowed to go on the internet. They had a lot of limitations based on their treatment plan because it was a sickness. They had committed crimes against children, and they were serving time in a double-locked facility, and they were not allowed to get on the internet because that was a part of their crimes that they committed. And when I woke up very vividly, I looked up online to see what was going on, and he had just been released from the hospital. They said the story was in the media that someone broke into his house and beat him up. I believe someone caught him in the act and they beat the crap out of him for harming little boys. Probably a police officer. Would you blame him? Or her? Is it wrong to beat the crap out of an adult if they are choosing to sexualize a child? I don't think it's wrong. I do not think it's wrong, and you can quote me on that everywhere on social media. It is our job as adults to protect children and vulnerable people. If there is an adult that is legally an adult, but they have Down syndrome, so their mental age, their mental capacity is, 8 or 9 years old, and their parents take care of them because they had an extra chromosome in their body, they're physically larger, right? But they act like a child. That person we should protect. They're a vulnerable person. The vision that I had was a little boy. Little, very little boy in a sleeping bag. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit tells me celebrity names. Tells me government leader names who are involved in this evil rich group that abduct children. They steal your children. If you're listening to this show and you haven't seen the Sound of Freedom movie, you need to go watch it. And there's also a movie, it was released a few years ago. I'm blanking on the name of it, but it was adapted from a book from an author that I went to church with. And I'm connected with her on social media, Molly Vensky. Something about a birdcage. I can't exactly remember. But they use a lot of terminologies like birds to identify these children. It's sick on how they want to purchase them. When you watch the movie The Sound of Freedom, you'll hear them use the terminology, I think, chickens. And I think that's for girls. I'm not sure. I'm still learning. I don't really want to know who's involved in it, but the Lord assigned me this gift. It's a gift, and it's also a painful curse. But I'm choosing to use the spiritual gift to share it. If you are given a spiritual gift from the Lord above all lords and you hold it in yourself and you don't share it, he will remove the favor over your life and give it to somebody else who will be more obedient. Jonah, if you're not familiar with the story of Jonah, that's where the Holy Spirit's sending me. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Jonah was assigned to go to the people of Nineveh and to tell them essentially that they were being disobedient. They were doing all kinds of fornication, all kinds of evil, sick things. I'm going to drink some coffee here. And he kept ignoring the assignment from the Lord. He's like, nah, send somebody else. He's like, no, I'm going to send you. He's like, send somebody else. So he actually went the opposite direction on a ship. And then there was a terrible storm. And all their the boat started sinking, and all the men realized, well, this man that's on the boat, he's causing it, the problem. So they threw him overboard, and then a big old fish swallowed him up, and he got into the belly of this fish. That's the story of Jonah. You might not think it's real, but it's real. All the stories of the Bible are true. In my household, we believe the entire Bible is true. And it also is an example of being obedient to the Father. If he's assigned you something, you're going to do it. You're going to be obedient. If he already knows, and he is the Father above all of us, he sees the future. He is in all time zones. He is in all dimensions. He knows if we're going to be obedient to him eventually. And so apparently Jonah was going to eventually be obedient to him, but he had to learn the hard lesson and get swallowed by, it was like a big fish or a whale or something, for I believe 3 days. And he's contemplating it. He's like, man, I should have just been obedient the first time. Then I wouldn't be stuck in this big old sea creature, right? And I have to smell all the nastiness in there. Could you imagine being stuck essentially like in a big trash can, in a water-filled trash can? It had to stink nasty. And he's contemplating life, right? He's like, well, I'm not dead yet, but it's close. It's real close. And I'm sure he got deep in his prayer, and then the Father was like, all right, he's back. He's coming back to me. So then the Father decided to, all right, he's now being obedient. He's now getting it, that this is what he needs to do. So Jonah got executed out the mouth. I believe he threw up Jonah along with all of his fish. The Father is in control of everything in the world, and he upset the stomach of the fish. I think fish have stomachs. I don't know. I don't know anatomies of animals. That's not my lane. But that's, I remember the story in the Bible. And it's in the Old Testament. So he spits him up, and he gets eventually to the area of Nineveh. And he finally gets obedient with this assignment that the Lord above all lords assigned to him. I think... Oh, that beeps my coffee. It's been on long enough. It doesn't overheat itself. I like it. Whoever invented that timer. Anyways, I think that's why the Lord has continued to elevate me to way to the front of the line very swiftly, because I haven't hesitated. If he assigns me something, I do it right away. I'm obedient. I've been extremely obedient my whole life. If I sense that it is something that's in alignment with his plans for me, I do it. I do it right away. And in 2020, I had been assigned protections, security detail protections from people that I had no idea were reading my content. People that protect the presidents of the United States of America were reading my content, and I had no idea. That was only 18 months after he put the calling on my life to help empower people with depression, to find happiness from within. I've just been obedient. That's all I've done. I've just shared my story online. I've been truthful. I've been obedient. And when I got trained from the top security man for free, President Trump allocated his resources, allocated one of his top men, and there's many men and women that protect our nation. They decided to send me to the best of the best because they didn't know who was trying to kill me. But they knew that somebody paid a lot of money, because they paid the top man for President Biden's security team. A lot of people were involved in it. The Holy Spirit revealed to me over 1,050 people tried to destroy me just for sharing my story and helping people with depression. I had no idea there was a global mental health ambassadorship position. They were adding one person to be the global person for all mental health ambassadorships around the world, and then each major nation was adding positions around the world. I had no idea about any of that stuff. I've never gotten political until they forced me to in the last 3 years because of this contest. The Holy Spirit assigned me this position in the world. I've just been obedient. And that top man, one of the top people, super humble guy, he never said he was associated with President Trump. He denied it when I asked him if he was a part of the Blackwater alumni group. He denied everything, and he protected me, and he covered me, and he made sure that I understood how serious the level of protection was that I received. I had no idea. I had no idea they abduct all of these evil people, these evil rich people abduct children. You hear about it, but you don't realize that you could become a target to their business. I had no idea I had become a target to their dark business. We all heard about the Epstein scandal in 2020 because the internet is very powerful, and we've all gotten very connected in the last, I say, 3 decades since it became available to massive populations. I remember before the internet. That's my timeline on the earth. It wasn't easily accessible to my community. We had slow dial-up after I got into public school as an 11-year-old, because the school was telling our parents how behind we were. Yeah. I came from pre-internet, and I've seen how quickly it's grown, and there's been a lot of great things, but there's been a lot of evil and dark people that have magnified their evil around the world. But the Creator of the universe loves all, knows all, sees all, and decided to pick me. So that man that protected me, that provided me free protections valued at over $200 million based on, I just looked up, what was the top hourly rate back then in 2020 for securities. And I looked at the top because I was like, well, this is the top guy, so this is the top. And just kind of did the average for round-the-clock protections for there. $200 million President Trump allocated of his resources for free for me. He does a lot of good things. And his team, they protect him and they protect anyone that he agrees to help out. And he loves helping the middle class people. And if my dad were alive, he'd vote for Trump, hands down. I know he would. I don't know who my mom's voting for, but she certainly has heard a lot of the things. Not everything, but she's heard what I'm allowed to tell. And that top-trained person, very wise man, very humble man, veteran, he wouldn't tell what branch. He didn't want me to tell what branch because he wants to bring unity to our nation and love. He chose to walk away from that dark lifestyle of being a trained assassin for America. Every major nation has trained assassins to protect their country. That's what good, strong nations do. And he chose. He chose to come back to the Father, and he had a personal experience with Jesus Christ, and that is the man that protected me. But he still, it's not like he forgot all his training, right? No, he's a very smart man, and he told me to slow down. He said, Aaron, if you keep going this pace, you might win this contest, but then they'll kill you as soon as you get the crown. Did you think about that? And I was like, yeah, I did think about that. He goes, okay, so what did you think? I said, well, the Lord assigned this to me. So if he kills me, I've lived a good life. And he's like, you're nuts. And I said, no. I'm obedient to the Father. I've lived an incredible life. I'm extremely joyful. And if he assigned me something, I said, you can't ignore a personal experience with the Lord above all lords. He assigned this to me in 2018. I had such strong level of faith. So then he started asking me a little bit more specifically, what did the vision look like? Can you describe it to me? And I told him, I have such a strong memory. Such a strong memory. And when I'm going through high transitional states, and if you're listening to this and you're going through a high transitional state, meaning there's lots of changes going on in your world, maybe change a job, change an address, change a relationship status, maybe you've lost somebody, bankruptcy, whatever, right? Those are high transitional seasons, you can describe them as, or stressful seasons. The more stressed we are, the less we remember. And so you need to adapt and modify. So I, in higher transitional seasons, I journal more, I timestamp more, because I recognize, and I've known since I was a little girl, that those are seasons for me where my memory is not as strong, or I'm repeating myself more and I can't remember if I've told people certain things. It's called PTSD. It's undiagnosed. It's self-diagnosed is what it is. Hyper alertness, hyper focus. I've had to do my own forms of healing through my journey. And I've gone to therapy off and on through years. I've done medication off and on through years. And I teach you the truth. We are all individually designed from the Father above. We are all given spiritual gifts from the Father above. And he is sick and tired of the 1600 years of this dark, evil group that has been grooming children, that has been abducting children and sexualizing children and then sacrificing these children at the top-tiered rich level to drink their blood, to stay looking younger. He is tired of it, and he decided to pick me in 2018 before I heard anything about the Epstein scandal. The Messiah is coming very soon. None of us know when that day is. But I do know in my lifetime, he told me, he whispers things to me. There currently, if you go on, there's different websites. I don't know what the exact website is, but if you just go on an internet search and say how many people are in the world, there's a calculator and it is constantly moving because death rates and birth and death rates certificates are timestamped at hospital settings. That's an estimated number because there's plenty of people that died that don't make it to a hospital. So there's probably way more than 7.9 billion people in the world, but what he whispered to me was in my lifetime, a lot of people are going to die because of the decisions that leaders made to force people to believe that there is an injection for some disease they created. The injection is political, and I speak the truth and nothing but the truth. And their decision to get everybody to try and believe the narrative that the injection was the cure for diseases that they created and released on mankind. They on purpose targeted the vulnerable. And the Father above all of us whispered that there's only going to be 900 million people left on the earth by the end of my lifetime. So there's going to be a lot of death. But there's a hope for you if you're listening to this and you're like, that sounds terrible. Yeah, that is terrible. Straight to you. And I don't bring you fluff on this show. Now, if you're a depressed person and you're watching online or in the news a bunch of death and destruction, you're watching maybe the wars going on in the news, right? The news is sensationalized negativity. If you don't know that, now you know if you're listening. I haven't watched the news for a long time. Because I entered this contest, because the Holy Spirit wrote through my hands a 20-plus page application to be a part of this ambassadorship contest, because he assigned this position to me in the world, they have remotely added accounts for me to follow to get me informed so that I'm not completely ignorant, because they know I don't watch the news. I've had to move 70 times minimum since my divorce to my first husband in 2015. The divorce process started in July, I think. June, somewhere around there, we separated. My former nonprofit business partner helped to move me out. I've had to move a lot. I've had a lot of transitional seasons. I've been forced to change jobs. I've experienced domestic violence. I've had death threats. I've had people stealing from me, blocking me from making money for almost 3 years. None of that matters. It matters because it's the truth, but none of that matters in the grand scheme of things, because when you've been assigned something from the creator of the universe, when he chooses you out of 7.9 billion people in the world, and you're the person in the world to teach other people. You see the big picture. You're able to step back and have a 10,000 foot view perspective of all the crap, all the negativity, all the terrible things you have to go through, you have to experience, so that you have this perspective to be able to teach others from an authentic place and continue to up level your game to be an even better leader for the masses. All mankind, 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, all mankind can smell the BS from government leaders. I don't care what nation you're in. You can smell the BS. We've all had the internet for multiple decades. We all connected in multiple countries. And through the power of social media, the Holy Spirit saying TikTok. Say TikTok. Okay, what about TikTok, Father? He says TikTok tells the truth. They designed the AI so powerfully so to connect people. I don't know how it works. Government leaders, political leaders, they want control. They want access to your money. They want access to your information, and they were upset that China built a great app and then backed it financially. It used to be called Musical.ly. And they bought it out. They enhanced it. They changed the branding. They upgraded it. A few years ago, when I first heard about it and I was learning how to use it, there was 800 million people that were on the app. But what they also do is, in the app, they require you to use your location so they can know exactly where you live. And what I've learned from having high level protections is that our Chinese people, not all Chinese, but a lot of Chinese government people, they don't care about Americans. They desire to take over our land. There has been long time wars, long time in the cyber sector. They've been known for stealing, and they do it so well because there's not a lot of jurisdiction in cybersecurity laws from nation to nation. There's leaders that pay salaries, I imagine, in our nation and all over. That's what I learned from the top-level security person that provided me protections. They get paid a salary from their nation to steal from other nations' intellectual properties. That is what they allowed this Illuminati group to do for me. They stole from me for 3 years, but none of that matters, because you can't steal from a child of the Most High King. And what they didn't know was that my hero had been looking, had been evaluating, and is friends with people in China, and is friends with people in India and all over, has friends and associations all over the world. And he trained me not to talk about him. So I don't give you no details. You can't know nothing about him. And the only things that people thought they learned about him were a bunch of lies. The Messiah is coming very soon. And what he taught me, my hero of 2020 that became my husband last year, what he taught me is that you can't trust nobody. A real believer in the Father, a real believer, is going to be hard, is going to be mean, is going to challenge you and test you on purpose. Because they have a real connection to the Father, and they don't talk out their butthole, which is what a lot of politicians do. They take action and they show you the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. And that's all I've done. That's all I've done. I had no idea how powerful I was. Because my power isn't my power. My power, I give all credit and glory to the Father above. And I, of course, work, right? Of course, all of us work, right? We do our work unto the Lord, though. And when you give credit to the real source of all your power in the world, and you don't sacrifice children in private, right? If you don't do things that you are ashamed of, if you're a decent human being, which most of us are in the world, most of us are good. It's the 1% that are nasty, dirty. And the Messiah's coming very soon. Between now and the Messiah's coming, I don't know if he'll come in my lifetime. I'm not sure. He hasn't revealed that to me. But I do know that a bunch of people are going to die in the world. And so you have to ask yourself, if I were to die today, do I know where I'm headed after that? Do I believe in an eternity? Or do I just think that that's it? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is an eternity in heaven. I know because I got to see the heavens open up. He revealed himself to me. The Holy Spirit revealed my life purpose in 2018. And all of the visions he's revealed to me have come to fruition. I have the gift of prophecy. He shares things to me either in visions, in my journal, or he whispers things to me. And it's my job, it's my assignment to help people with depression around the world to know this Father that I know and to have a personal relationship with him. I come from the bloodline of Jesus Christ. I come from the bloodline of King David, who slayed Goliath. There's no reason that I would lie about that. I don't have the capacity to lie. The only time I had the capacity to lie was simple little things because I was trained by the best top security man for President Trump, and I didn't desire in the middle of winter, in the middle of a pandemic, to be homeless for 2 years. And I didn't desire to live in a shelter, the only place that had housing, with 6 ladies in one room, and one of them was stealing from the other roommates because I had a multi-trillion-dollar asset I had to protect. Yeah, so I had to learn to lie to my friend real quick and tell a bunch of stories. And I had no idea, her being an active duty officer in the military, that she probably told the powers that be, or they reached out to her and they used women, as they often do, a black female officer. Yeah. And shortly after that, a bunch of Republicans got arrested all over the nation. But we're going to make sure those people get freed because they had no evidence. They had no legal jurisdiction to arrest citizens and not provide them due process. So many laws have been broken in the last 3 years. It's unbelievable. So many levels of treason have been committed, and treason is instant death. But we don't desire for anybody else to die in the U.S. We desire to bring unity, to bring peace, and to bring forgiveness, and to show the rest of the world that we can get back together and unified as a nation, because a divided nation is easily conquered and taken over by other nations. And I don't think any leaders desire for us to be taken over and become slaves to people in China or India or any other nation. Right? People love the freedoms that we have in America. Nobody desires to go into World War III. We're going to stop that from happening. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait. So if you desire to know this Father that I know and have a personal relationship with him where you can communicate with him any time of day, 24/7, you can do that. It's free. Nobody Nobody can sell it to you. You can't earn it, but you do need to do some things. So if you're driving right now, find a safe place to park and focus. This is the most important thing you need to do for the rest of your life. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and believe that you can forgive us of all our mistakes. Father, I confess that I have made mistakes. I don't desire to anymore, Father. I ask you to come into my heart and give me discernment to be aware of when I'm making mistakes, to correct my wrongs, to apologize to people when I need to. Teach me to love like Jesus Christ loved others, Father. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We encourage you to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And I don't think I have any asks. Father, do you desire for me to ask for anything? What about baseball? Something about the World Series. Okay, go on, Father. Okay. If you're connected to the World Series, say that one more time, Father. Really? Wow. He says, whoever is the winner of the World Series is going to ask people at the game, I guess, to donate to Aaron Nicole Ministries. What year is that going to be, Father? In 2025? Wow. Okay, well, that's not an ask right now, but I guess maybe planting a seed. If you like baseball, that was a game that my grandma got us into. We knew all the Mariners' names at that time. Oh, yeah. We knew lots of names. And a lot of those people have retired or changed teams, whatnot. I got the honor to interview. I had to interview him twice because hackers erased the first interview. So stupid. But I got to interview the team doctor for the Baltimore Orioles. And he was a guest on the podcast in late 2019, I believe. And then we re-recorded it in 2020. This Illuminati group, they mess with your tech if they target you. They tried to get me to join their group, and because I wouldn't join their little cult, then they tried to just destroy me. But our security teams in America, they are the best. I'm so grateful for them. That's why on my 40th birthday, moving forward, my husband and I are going to be giving away 90% of our income to whomever the Holy Spirit assigns us to give it to. And I'm going to keep living my life fear-free, because fear is not of the Father. And I'm not afraid to die. So that's where you got to get to in your level of faith. And if you're assigned an important position in life, responsible for a lot of people, recognize that as you get up higher in life, there's going to be little losers that are going to put death threats on your life. You just got to just love them, right? Love the losers. Love them like Jesus would love them. And don't gloat. Do not gloat. I'm working on that. Because if you laugh at people that are getting, what's the word? That the Holy Spirit decides to attack, the Lord above all lords decides to attack them for whatever reason. If you gloat and you make fun of them, then he moves. He moves his attack elsewhere. So don't do that. All right. But apparently looking forward to 2025 in a couple of years, the winners will be asking people to donate to our ministries. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a huge shout out. So thank you. And thank you to the doctor, Dr. Ken from the Baltimore Orioles, for believing in this ministry before it was ministry. And I love you guys so much. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.